Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominique. Returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Oh, good evening. My name is Pamela Shore, and I checked my account, and something was deducted from your company, and I don't recall making any purchase. I don't know who you are.
Okay, so may I have your zip code?
10453.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Good time, sweetheart.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
First name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. Last name is LaShore, L-E capital S-H-O-R-E.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Take your time.
Okay, do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
127 West 183rd Street, Apartment GH, George Henry, Bronx, New York, 10453.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Give me 1 second while I take a look into your account, okay?
Okay. Then maybe you can explain what kind of company you are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products. So
most
we just
what?
Multiple companies and multiple products with a third-party call center.
Okay, I still don't see what we got there.
Okay, give me 1 second while this account loads.
Again, take your time.
Okay, so I do see where. The only thing that I have put up is where you went in and placed an order for the tactical bag on September 23rd. Do you recall that?
No. What kind of bag?
A tactical bag.
I don't know what that is. No, that's not right. I have no idea what that is. What is it? A technical bag?
A tactical bag, yes, ma'am. But I do see where on October 11th, 1 second. Okay, when was that charge made, ma'am?
I have no idea. The bank just gave me this number.
Okay,
I was going to call tomorrow and you know, disclaim it, but I said, let me try to call you first and see if we can get it straightened out.
Yes, ma'am, but I do see on our end where the charges have been canceled, but on October 1st, it does show that the charge of $67.32 has been refunded back to your card.
Yep. But no, they said it was, but they took the $67 out again today.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I'm unsure as to why, because it does show that it was refunded back.
What is it, $64, a technical bag? I still don't know what that is.
A tactical bag, so what happens is the customers will receive an email. 1 second.
A technical, what does it do?
It's a book bag.
A book bag. Oh.
Correct.
No, no, that's not me.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, I do see where that bag was delivered on September 28th.
Delivered where?
It says to your address.
Well, no. Nothing was delivered here. 127 West 183. I have not received anything that I have not ordered. No. I did
okay.
Not. September 20 something?
Yes, September 28th.
No. I did not receive anything like a book bag from September 28th.
Okay, you said you don't recall making this purchase, correct?
No, that didn't come here.
Okay, so I do have to advise you that we do take fraud very seriously. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get you switched over. Well, I'm going to cancel out the account first, and then I'm going to go ahead and get you. You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department, okay? Just give me 1 second.
Okay, back to my account?
That's why I'm sending you over to the fraud department.
Okay, now, that's the only name you have, this address. You don't know who ordered it? Is my name is the only name on this account?
Yes, ma'am. Is your name with your address? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, I have no idea what that is, darling. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But, give me one second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
bills here. Let's look.
Okay, so Ms. Pamela, I am switching you over to the fire department now, okay?
The fire department?
The fraud.
Fraud department.
Yes, ma'am, I'm switching you over now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
It shouldn't be any problem, though, right? I mean, I'm getting a refund, right? It shouldn't be any problem.
Well, that's what they'll be able to assist you with, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.